Good reasons to study in Ireland. Ireland's a great place for a holiday. There's beautiful scenery, charming towns, and the people are wonderful. But it's also a great place to study. Let's see why. Talkers. The best thing about studying in Ireland is that you'll have so many opportunities to practice English. The Irish are an expressive race and just love chatting. In fact, they're possibly the most sociable people in the world and just love talking to strangers and foreigners. You'll soon feel welcome wherever you go, and if you feel like having a chat, just pop down to the local pub and find someone who's willing to talk to you. Writers. The Irish are good writers too. Ever since English became the most common language, they've contributed to it, enhanced it, enriched it, and given it something special. They've produced many world-class English language writers, which is incredible when you consider how small Ireland's population is, about 4 million people. Many of the famous writers and novelists that you probably thought were English were in fact Irish, such as George Bernard Shaw, James Joyce and Oscar Wilde. See our article on Irish writers for more information. Beauty. You'll also be amazed by Ireland's natural beauty. There are quaint towns and picturesque villages with welcoming locals. In fact, Ireland is full of small towns with a vibrant social life. Even the capital city, Dublin, has only 1 million people living there. Ireland is also a country with a lot of history and a well-defined culture. You can find out all about this there in their many museums, libraries, art galleries, theatres and music festivals. On top of that, you can do just about any sport you like, whether it's golf, riding, sailing, walking, fishing, or anything else. Latinos. Ireland's also a safe country. People live a quiet, peaceful way of life, going out, being sociable, and generally enjoying themselves. Everyone who visits Ireland comes back with wonderful memories of the kind, warm, helpful people who are keen to talk. And that's probably why they call them the Latinos of the North. Top teaching. Once you've made up your mind to study in Ireland, you're going to need to choose a centre. But which one? Well, it's very simple, really. All the centres that appear in the guide on studying in Ireland are recognised and authorised by the Irish Ministry of Education. There are regular inspections, and schools only pass if they comply with strict standards that relate to the quality of teaching, the acceptability of the location, the careful selection of housing, and the personal attention the student receives from the centre. All the schools must use the most up-to-date teaching methods and have qualified teachers with experience teaching English as a foreign language. Exams and courses. Now, you're going to need to decide what type of course you want to do. In the guide, you'll find everything you could possibly imagine, including courses for children, courses for youngsters, courses for adults, courses for professionals, and year-long courses in local secondary schools. Once you've identified the type of course you're looking for, you can decide how long you want to go and when you want to go. You may also like to study for an exam, such as the Cambridge First Certificate. Well, that's no problem. Just look at the information on the schools and you'll find what you're looking for. There are also opportunities to do paid work or internships in order to get valuable experience. Families. Once you've chosen your centre and the type of course, you'll need to decide on some accommodation. The best way of getting your fluency up to scratch is to live with a family. This gives you 24-hour-a-day opportunities to practice your English. Of course, you may find it hard at first, but after a while, you'll find yourself talking without having to think first. And in Ireland, you'll find it even easier, as the Irish are a sociable people who will be more than willing to help you and listen to you. Most families offer full board. That means breakfast, lunch, which you can take out with you, and dinner during the week, and all the meals during the weekend. We're sure you'll really enjoy this option, and after a short time, you may even find yourself being treated like another son or daughter. There are other accommodation options too, such as university residences, hotels, hostels, bed and breakfast, shared flats or individual apartments. So choose Ireland as your next destination to study English, and we'll guarantee you'll have an unforgettable experience.
Peter, you've forgotten to tell them where they can get more information on studying in Ireland. If you want more information, give us a call on 335 1163 or send us an email, info@hotenglishmagazine.ru.